Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Some of the best things in life happen when we least expect them to. Paul and I have often called these moments serendipitous moments, serendipity, the whole idea of a surprise that comes unexpectedly while you're along your way. It was almost 2 years ago that one of those serendipities occurred in my life, totally unexpected. I received a call from the Commandant of the Marine Corps. I thought at first they found me, and somebody checked my record, and I'm in trouble. He's the kindest man. General Charles Krulak is his name. He's been replaced now because it's for a period of time they serve, but General Krulak contacted me and asked if I would come to the National Cathedral and speak on a subject that was dear to his heart, and he, being a born-again man, wanted all of the officers that would be gathered at that place to hear the subject of integrity addressed. What an honor. What a intimidating experience. Well, afterwards, I had an opportunity to, and I don't tell stories like this. I don't want to look like I'm dropping names, but it was such a surprise to be there. And he grabbed me, and he's a short fellow. He stands about five, six, or five, seven. And he threw his arms around me, and he said, "And so we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the way you spoke through this man in the power of the Spirit of God." I mean, it was like the anointing. And I thought, Jesus, you missed your moment to come again. Right now is the time. When it was all over, he invited me to step into his car, and I sat in the back seat with him. And we went over to the old Navy Yard where he, of course, has his home. The Commandant is there. And you walk into the room, and it's filled with original paintings of the former Commandants that go back to before the days of the Civil War. It's just heart-stopping. We had a funny moment going over there. There's a red phone sitting in the back of the limousine. And I said, "You know, General, I probably shouldn't call Cynthia right now on that phone, should I?" He said, "You can, but I'd have to kill you, so you don't want to." Great. So there are adventures that occur, and we don't have any idea they're going to happen. And then out of the blue, they occur, and we say, "Oh, I'm so glad I was awake for that. So glad I was ready for that." And if this brief time together alerts you in a new way to those moments, and they won't be that stupendous. That's a once-in-a-lifetime occasion for me, far outside my league, and yet they occur. And I don't want you to miss one moment, not only on the trip, but I hope the trip awakens you to the opportunities that are out there for us, because we live in a strange society in America where the great goal in life is retirement. Wherever that's found, and I cannot find it anywhere. There's nothing wrong with stopping your work that you've been doing for years, but to retire from life as if you're hanging a do not disturb sign on the door and saying to everybody, "I paid my dues," whatever that means, "and so leave me alone." And I know what that means. And there's none of that in the scriptures.
It's one thing to retire from work, it's quite another to retire from life. While it may be tempting to hide away in the retirement years, this is the time to stay active, interested, and involved. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. That's LIFETRAC. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Reaching Our World, was copyrighted in 2001, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.